Chapter 32.
And the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, and the people gathered opposite Aaron, and they said to him, Come, make for us Elohims who will go before us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
And Aaron said to them, Take off the rings of gold that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring it to me. And all the people took off the rings of gold that were on their ears and brought it to Aaron. And he took from their hand, and he shaped it with a tool, and he made it a cast image bulk off, and they said, These are your Elohims, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. And Aaron saw, and he built an altar before it, and Aaron called, and he said, A feast for Yahweh tomorrow. And they started early the next day, and they offered burnt offerings, and they presented fellowship offerings, and the people sat to eat and drink, and they rose up to revel. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Go down, because your people behave corruptly, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt. They have turned aside quickly from the way that I instructed them. They have made for themselves a cast image bulk off, and they bowed to it, and they sacrificed to it, and they said, These are your Elohims, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. And Yahweh said to Moses, I have seen this people, and, indeed, they are a stiff-necked people. And now leave me alone so that my anger may blaze against them, and let me destroy them, and I will make you into a great nation. And Moses implored Yahweh his Elohim, and he said, Why, Yahweh, should your anger blaze against your people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt with great power and with a strong hand? Why should the Egyptians say, With evil intent he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and wipe them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger and relent concerning the disaster for your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself, and you told them, I will multiply your offspring like the stars of the heavens, and all this land that I promised I will give to your offspring, and they will inherit it forever. And Yahweh relented concerning the disaster that he had threatened to do to his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand, tablets written on their two sides. On the front and on the back they were written, and the tablets, they were the work of Elohim, and the writing, it was the writing of Elohim engraved on the tablets. And Joshua heard the sound of the people in their shouting, and he said to Moses, A sound of war is in the camp. But he said, There is not a sound of shouting of victory, and there is not a sound of shouting of defeat. I hear a sound of singing. And as he came near to the camp, he saw the bull calf and dancing, and Moses became angry, and he threw the tablets from his hand, and he broke them under the mountain.
And he took the bull calf that they had made, and he burned it with the fire, and he crushed it until it became fine, and he scattered it on the surface of the water, and he made the Israelites drink. And Moses said to Aaron, What did this people do to you that you brought on them such a great sin? And Aaron said, Let not my Elohim become angry. You yourself know the people, that they are intent on evil. And they said to me, Make for us gods who will go before us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And I said to them, Whoever has gold, take it off. And they gave it to me, and I threw it in the fire, and out came this bull calf.
And Moses saw the people, That they were running wild because Aaron had allowed them to run wild, for a laughingstock among their enemies. And Moses stood at the entrance of the camp, and he said, "Whoever is for Yahweh, to me." And all the sons of Levi were gathered to him. And he said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, put each his sword on his side. Go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp, and kill, each his brother and each his friend and each his close relative." And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and from the people on that day about 3,000 persons fell. And Moses said, "You are ordained today for Yahweh, because each has been against his son and against his brother, and so bringing on you today a blessing." And the next day Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to Yahweh. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." And Moses returned to Yahweh, and he said, "Alas, this people has sinned a great sin and made for themselves gods of gold, and now if you will forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me from your scroll that you have written." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me I will blot him from my scroll. And now go, lead the people to where I spoke to you. Look, my angel will go before you, and on the day when I punish I will punish them for their sin."
And Yahweh afflicted the people because they had made the bull calf that Aaron had made.
Chapter 33.
And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up from the land of Egypt, to the land that I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, He will give it to your offspring. And I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, because you are a stiff-necked people, lest I destroy you on the way. And the people heard this troubling word, and they mourned, and they each did not put their ornaments on themselves. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, You are a stiff-necked people, if one moment I were to go up among you, I would destroy you. And now take down your ornaments from on you, and I will decide what I will do to you. And the Israelites stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. And Moses took the tent and pitched it outside the camp far from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Assembly, and all seeking Yahweh would go out to the Tent of Assembly, which was outside the camp. And at the going out of Moses to the tent, all the people would rise and stand, each at the opening of his tent, and gaze after Moses until his entering the tent. And at the entering of Moses into the tent the column of cloud would descend and stand at the opening of the tent, and he would speak with Moses. And all the people would see the column of cloud standing at the opening of the tent, and all the people would rise and bow and worship, each at the opening of his tent. And Yahweh would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his neighbor. And he would return to the camp, and his assistant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the middle of the tent.
And Moses said to Yahweh, See, you are saying to me, Take this people up. But you have not let me know whom you will send with me, and you yourself have said, I know you by name, and you also have found favor in my eyes. And now if I have found favor in your eyes, make known to me, please, your way, and so I may know you so that I can find favor in your eyes, and see that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence will go, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence is not going, do not bring us up from here. And by what will it be known then that I have found favor in your eyes, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us? And so we will be distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are on the face of the ground. And Yahweh said to Moses, Also I will do this thing that you have spoken, because you have found favor in my eyes and I have known you by name. And he said, Please show me your glory. And he said, I myself will cause all my goodness to pass over before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion. But he said, You are not able to see my face, because a human will not see me and live. And Yahweh said, There is a place with me, and you will stand on the rock. And when my glory passes over, I will put you in the rock's crevice, and I will cover you with my hand until I pass over. And I will remove my hand, and you will see my back, but my face will not be visible.
Chapter 34.
And Yahweh said to Moses, Cut for yourself two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. And be ready for the morning, and go up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. And no one will go up with you, and neither let anyone be seen on all the mountain, nor let the sheep and goats and the cattle graze opposite that mountain.
And Moses cut two stone tablets like the first ones, and he started early in the morning, and he went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had instructed him, and he took in his hand the two stone tablets. And Yahweh descended in the cloud, and he stood with him there, and he proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed over before him, and he proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim, who is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding with loyal love and faithfulness, keeping loyal love to the thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and he does not leave utterly unpunished, punishing the guilt of fathers on sons and on sons of sons on third and fourth generations. And Moses hurried and knelt down to the earth and worshipped. And he said, Please, if I have found favor in your eyes, Elohim, let my Elohim, please, go among us indeed it is a stiff-necked people and forgive our iniquity and our sin and take us as your possession.
And he said, Look, I am about to make a covenant. In front of all your people I will do wonders that have not been created on all the earth and among all the nations, and all the people among whom you are will see Yahweh's work, because what I am about to do with you will be awesome. Keep for yourself what I myself have instructed you today. Look, I am about to drive from before you the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Be careful for yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you are going, lest it be a snare among you. Rather, you will tear down their altars, and you will break their stone pillars, and you will cut off their Asherah poles. For you will not bow in worship to another god, for Yahweh is jealous, is his name, he is a jealous Elohim, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they prostitute themselves after their gods, and they sacrifice to their gods, and they invite you, and you eat their sacrifice, and you take from their daughters for your sons. And their daughters prostitute themselves after their gods, and they cause your sons to prostitute themselves after their gods. You will not make gods of cast metal for yourself. You will keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you will eat unleavened bread, which I instructed you, at the appointed time of the month of Abib, for in the month of Abib you came out from Egypt. Every first offspring of a womb is for me all of your male livestock, the first offspring of cattle and small livestock. But the first offspring of a donkey you will redeem with small livestock, And if you will not redeem it, you will break its neck. Every firstborn of your sons you will redeem, and you will not appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you will work, and on the seventh day you will rest. In the time of ploughing and in the time of harvest you will rest, and you yourself will observe the feast of weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the feast of harvest gathering at the turn of the year. 3 times in the year all your males will appear before the Elohim, Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, because I will avert nations before you, and I will enlarge your territory. And no one will covet your land when you go up to appear before Yahweh your Elohim 3 times in the year.
You will not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice on food with yeast, and the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover will not stay overnight to the morning. The beginning of the first fruits of your land you will bring to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You will not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
And Yahweh said to Moses, write for yourself these words, because according to these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He ate no food and drank no water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 words. And when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, the 2 tablets of the testimony were in the hand of Moses at his coming down from the mountain, and Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because of his speaking with him. And Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, and, to their amazement, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid of coming near to him. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the community returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. And afterward all the Israelites came near, and he instructed them all that Yahweh had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And Moses finished speaking with them, and he put a veil on his face. And when Moses came before Yahweh to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he went out, and he would go out and would speak to the Israelites what he had been instructed. And the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of the face of Moses shone. And Moses would put back the veil on his face until his coming to speak with him.
Chapter 35.
And Moses assembled all the community of the Israelites, and he said to them, these are the words that Yahweh has instructed for us to do them.
On 6 days work can be done, and on the seventh there will be for you a set apart day, a Sabbath of complete rest, for Yahweh. Anyone doing work on it will be put to death. You will not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the day of the Sabbath. And Moses said to all the community of the Israelites, saying, this is the word that Yahweh has instructed, saying, take from among you a contribution for Yahweh, anyone willing of heart, let him bring Yahweh's contribution gold and silver and bronze, and blue and purple and crimson yarns, and fine linen and goat hair, and red dyed ram skins, and fine leather, and acacia wood, and oil for the lamp, balsam oils for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and stones for mountings on the ephod and the breastpiece. And let all the skilled of heart among you come and make all that Yahweh has instructed, the tabernacle, its tent, and its covering, its clasps and its frames, its bars, its pillars, and its bases, the ark and its poles, the atonement cover and the curtain of the screen, the table and its palls and all its equipment, and the bread of the presence, and lampstand of the light and its equipment and its lamps and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense and its poles, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense and the entrance curtain for the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of the burnt offering and the bronze grating that is for it, its poles and all its equipment, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the courtyard, its pillars, and its bases, and the screen for the courtyard gate, the pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs of the courtyard and their cords, the woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the set-apart garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to serve as priests. And all the community of the Israelites went out from before Moses. And they came, every man whose heart lifted him and every man whose spirit impelled him. They brought Yahweh's contribution for the work of the tent of assembly and for all its service and for the set-apart garments. And they came, the men in addition to the women, all who were willing of heart. They brought brooches and jewelry rings and signet rings and ornaments, every variety of gold object, every man who waved a wave offering of gold for Yahweh, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and crimson yarns in fine linen and goat hair and red dyed ram skins and fine leather brought it. All who were presenting a contribution of silver and bronze brought Yahweh's contribution, and all with whom was found acacia wood for all the work of service brought it. And every woman who was skilled of heart with her hands they spun, and they brought yarn, the blue and the purple, the crimson and the fine linen. And all the women whose heart lifted them with skill spun the goat hair. And the leaders brought the onyx stones and stones for mountings for the ephod and for the breastpiece and the balsam oils and the oil for light and for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense. Every man and woman whose heart impelled them to bring for all the work to be done that Yahweh had instructed by the agency of Moses, the Israelites brought freely to Yahweh. And Moses said to the Israelites, "See, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri the son of Hur, from the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim, with wisdom and with skill and with knowledge and with every kind of craftsmanship, and to devise designs, to work with the gold and with the silver and with the bronze, and in stone cutting for setting and in cutting wood, for doing every kind of design, craftsmanship. And he has put it in his heart to teach he and Aholiab the son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill of heart to do every work of a craftsman and a designer and an embroiderer with the blue and with the purple, with the crimson yarns and with the fine linen and a weaver. They are doers of every kind of craftsmanship and devisers of designs."
Chapter 36.
And Bezalel and Aholiab and everyone who was skilled of heart in whom Yahweh has put wisdom and skill to know and to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary, they will do it, according to all that Yahweh has instructed. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and everyone skilled of heart, in whose heart Yahweh had put skill, all whose heart lifted him to come near to the work in order to do it. And they took from Moses all the contributions that the Israelites had brought for the work of the service for the sanctuary in order to do it, and they still brought to him voluntary offerings every morning. And all the skilled workers who were doing all the work for the sanctuary came, each from his work that they were doing. And they said to Moses, saying, "The people are bringing more than enough for the service of the work that Yahweh has instructed to be done." And Moses instructed, and they proclaimed the message in the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman again make anything for the sanctuary contribution." And so the people were restrained from bringing. And the material was enough for doing all the work, and it was left over. And all who were skilled of heart among the doers of the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue and purple and crimson yarns, with cherubim. He made them, the work of a skilled craftsman.
The length of the one curtain was 28 cubits, and the width was 4 cubits for the one curtain. One measurement was for all the curtains, and he joined 5 of the curtains one to another, and 5 curtains he joined one to another.
And he made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain, at the end in the set. So he did on the edge of the end curtain in the second set. He made 50 loops on the one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the end of the curtain that was in the second set. The loops were opposite one to another. And he made 50 gold clasps and joined the curtains one to another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle was one. And he made curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made them 11 curtains. The length of the one curtain was 30 cubits, and the width was 4 cubits for the one curtain. One measure was for the 11 curtains. And he joined 5 curtains together and 6 curtains together. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the end curtain in the set, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set. And he made 50 bronze clasps for joining the tent to become one. And he made a covering for the tent of red-dyed ram skin and a covering of fine leather to go above. And he made the frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood as uprights.
The length of the frame was 10 cubits, and the width of the one frame was 1.5 cubits. He made 2 pegs for the one frame for joining one to another and likewise for all the frames of the tabernacle. And he made the frames for the tabernacle with 20 frames for the south side, and he made 40 silver bases under the 20 frames, with 2 bases under the one frame for its 2 pegs and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs.
And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, he made 20 frames and their 40 silver bases, with 2 bases under the one frame and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle on the west he made 6 frames. And he made 2 frames for the tabernacle corners at the rear. And they were double at the bottom, and they were completely together on its top to the one ring. He did likewise for the 2 of them, for the 2 corners. And there were 8 frames and their 16 silver bases, 2 bases, 2 bases under the one frame. And he made 5 bars of acacia wood for the frames on the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames at the rear on the west. And he made the middle bar to run in the midst of the frames from end to end.
And he overlaid the frames with gold, and he made their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and he overlaid the bars with gold, and he made the curtain of blue and purple and crimson yarns and finely twisted linen, the work of a craftsman. He made it with cherubim.
And he made for it 4 acacia pillars, and he overlaid them with gold, with their gold hooks, and he cast for them 4 silver bases. And he made for the entrance of the tent a screen of blue and purple and crimson yarns and finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, and the 5 pillars and their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their connections with gold, and their 5 bases were bronze.